Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom of Prediction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And what's our topic for today?
I'm doing good this morning, Neil. Our topic is intramuscular vaccines. What is the best? Question mark. And our guest today is Dr. Mark Hayden. Dr. Hayden has done probably 10 programs with us previously, and I would suggest that you go back and listen to all of them, because he's going to fill you in the most important things that have to do with the Corona 19 pandemic and vaccines and things like that. So Dr. Hayden is a graduate of the University of Alabama School of Medicine. He's licensed in two states. He's on the front lines with respect to this COVID problem, and he is a scientific researcher. Mark, it's nice to have you on the program today.
It's great to be here, Wynn.
So it's my pleasure to have you listening to the show today. It's my sincere desire for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of coronavirus pandemic, safer. I'm Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction, Share Your Mission is the longest running single hosted and produced spiritually based radio internet show in America. It has been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30 plus different forms, and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. More recently, as an investigative journalist, I bring you truth just below the surface that you won't hear other places, or you won't hear as early. So we're going to be talking with Mark today. Our topic is intramuscular vaccines. So what's the best? So the first question today, Mark, is Moderna and Pfizer, which are currently being distributed in this country, are different from adenovirus-derived vaccines from other countries like England and Russia. Tell us the difference between what we have and what these other vaccines are?
Well, Moderna and Pfizer use messenger RNA. And the adenovirus-derived vaccines have been around for decades. They've been tried on millions and millions and millions of people and been studied for literally decades. So there was a chance with the adeno-derived viruses to look for long-term side effects. The British are very smart people. The Europeans are smart people. And in fact, when we looked at messenger RNA, the Pfizer messenger RNA, that was actually not developed by the United States. That was developed by a German company. That German company would have never had the chance to bring out its messenger RNA virus unless it had a favorable legal environment. And so Pfizer and Moderna were able to bring out these messenger RNA virus vaccines when the long-term side effects of messenger RNA vaccines was not known. And in fact, it basically said that if you had gone to Wikipedia. The argument was that Moderna and Pfizer came out and they would be able to make hundreds of millions of doses for Americans, and that they would be able to make these massive doses and everything's going to be okay, just trust them. So Moderna and Pfizer actually got absolute protection from being prosecuted for any false claims they would make. And they would stand to make billions and billions of dollars. And they couldn't be prosecuted if they made false claims and people died from the vaccine.
So they got immunity.
Yes.
It kind of brings into question.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
yes.
It brings into question whether or not safety factors and other things are legitimate. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. But so Pfizer and Moderna have immunity from civil prosecution and criminal prosecution. And Russia, Chinese, England, those countries have viruses, vaccines that are not given immunity. And what you're saying, Mark, is that because of this, it's likely that it is safer to take one of those adenovirus than the messenger RNA viruses that people are taking today. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna put a little twist on that. They have taken physicians completely out of prescribing the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. So you don't go to your physician to get his medical advice. They actually remove physicians who are really supposed to be your trusted advisor. One of the reasons they did that is so that your physician can't report it when the vaccines, the Moderna and Pfizer, fail. Furthermore, that physician, hey, guess what? He would be liable in his local board of medical examiners. If I gave you a Pfizer and Moderna shot and 100 people in a row had a serious reaction, ordinarily a jury would convict me. Guess what? That'll never happen with Moderna and Pfizer because they have absolute immunity. Then the funny thing is that I saw on TV this morning that only 11 out of 65 people really want these vaccines because guess what? They don't trust the information.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's so nuts because here's the thing. Again, Wednesday will change everything. And there's still people that believe things are going to change Wednesday. Either way, there will be a plan. If that plan is for 100 million vaccines to happen, the people that are going to get vaccinated are going to end up being the ones in schools, frontline workers, people, and we'll see if they have a choice or not a choice. You're not going to be able to go to a football game unless you get a vaccine. You're not going to be able to go to certain places, and businesses might have force them to have a card that says you've been vaccinated, fly on an airplane. So there are lots of people right now saying they have a choice to take or not take the vaccine. That could change immediately, quickly, because the word's getting out, Dr. Mark, that it's not effective.
Well, here's the thing. And let me say this about research. I admire people who want to be on the cutting edge. Okay. But there should be no immunity with it. And when you get information where people cannot be prosecuted for telling false statements, harming you or neglect, when they have full immunity, and we're talking about total protection, it lends itself to very bad outcomes. You know, this is not the way government is supposed to operate, is that the people in your government get to do things and they're not held liable for it, and they don't have responsibility. That's not fair. And then they get upset because people don't trust them. Well, no wonder. Now, we just talked a few weeks ago about, guess what? It doesn't stop transmission. This week, we've had three people came in after they had the vaccine and they still have, and they get COVID in their mouth. People that have pretty bad reactions, even the first intramuscular shot. Guess what? It's not, there's a lot of local reactions. They can have flu-like symptoms. They can have fever and chills. And guess what? We don't know what the long-term side effects are. Now, that having been said, I have suggested that people in nursing homes, is that a bad decision for people in nursing homes? People in nursing homes only have 3 years of life expectancy. they won't live to see the long-term side effects. That's not a bad idea. I also had a friend who was a psychiatrist, and he was retired, and he's about 80 years old. And he asked me, he said, what should he do? And because he's 80 years old, over 80, and he's lived almost a year hiding in his home, unable to get out and socialize, I said, something may be better than nothing. And that is exactly basically what the FDA said, that something's, we're not sure how effective it is, but we don't have anything else, so we're going to give it to you.
Let me break in here, and I want to talk about what the CDC said about adverse COVID vaccine effects. I'm going to give you a list of possible bad effects from COVID-19. It's from the CDC meeting held October 20th of last year. And the topic was the FDA's safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines. Listen to these. You can come back to a previous podcast and check them out one by one. But here's what the CDC says are the possible bad effects from taking this RNA virus. Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's a paralytic syndrome. Acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, myelitis, encephalo, transverse myelitis, meningoencephalitis, meningitis, and encephalopathy. Convulsions and seizures, stroke, narcolepsy and catalepsy, anaphylaxis, acute myocardial infarction, myocarditis, pericarditis, autoimmune disease, pregnancy and poor birth outcomes, other acute demyelinating diseases, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions, thrombocytopenia, disseminated intravascular coagulation, venous thromboembolism, arthritis and arthralgia and joint pains, Kawasaki disease, multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, other vaccine-enhanced disease, and the final one, death. And I understand that over 40 people already have died as a result of messenger RNA injections. It makes you wonder, how safe is COVID-19 if the CDC, in conjunction with the FDA, says that you could get one or more of these bad side effects? Your opinion, Mark?
You know, I think that most of the life-threatening side effects are going to be rare. For those in very high-risk groups, something might be better than nothing. But, you know, the whole system, the whole FDA system and CDC system is built around making profits for the right connected people. And you're going to build a system, a health system, around making profits that is not responsible to the average person. That's turning the entire American population into guinea pigs. And really, you are a guinea pig when you're not given the choice. If they ever mandate Moderna and Pfizer when there's no long-term data on what the five-year side effects are, or whether it's even effective in high-risk groups, then that's basically what they've turned the American public into, guinea pigs for the benefit of corporate America. And no wonder people don't want to line up that are younger. Now, older, high-risk, there's arguments for that. And after, but things be done with caution and slowly, and should the people involved ever have immunity? Of course not. But that's the way our country is beginning to be run. And that is a real tragedy. Even when you look at this, what is going to be the long-term effect on immunity in the second round of infection? Meaning, it is 95% likely that coronavirus is not going away. It will continue to mutate. There will be new strains next year. Now, most of us, many people in America, have flu shots. But the flu shot we get this year is not supposed to affect us, adversely affect us for our immunity next year. Our immunity will run out with the Pfizer and Moderna. We don't know even how long or how good that immunity is. How is that going to affect us a year from now when we see the next round? Will it make us hypersensitive to it? Will it actually make the reactions worse or the death rate worse? We just don't know. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with not knowing. There is something wrong. You know, there's something wrong with saying, hey, make billions of dollars and we'll protect you from the liability of making false claims.
Exactly.
That's wrong.
So that's the concern we have, Dr. Hayden, is that the claims that everyone's going to think it's trusting. I got my vaccine, but we're not going to know for years if it's going to be that if it's going to be long-term effects, right?
And see, that's my rationale with Moderna and Pfizer. Anytime somebody's really old, my own father-in-law, he asked me about, I said, when he asked me and he told me, he said, hey, next week he might get Moderna. I said, you know, that's fine. You know, he's older. I think he's got, my father-in-law, I think he's got maybe 5 years or maybe less or maybe a little bit more. He's still an active guy. I hope he keeps working. But, you know, at his age, Moderna, you know, it's probably won't do him that much good. Probably do him, might give him some benefit this season. But would I ever ask my daughter to do it or my son that haven't had children? Of course not. Not my own family members that have a long life expectancy. Now, my son has done inoculation and my wife has done inoculation. My wife did inoculation again last week and she had like 2 days of diarrhea. She's able to keep working during the whole time. But guess what? Because the system is run for profits, then other things like what Vaxart does and have an oral agent that you just swallow a pill, they don't get the funding. They don't get the backing. The people that make the money get the backing. And then the people that make the money, they're above the law officially in this program. And that's wrong.
Well, you know, you see lines of people miles long, desperate to get a vaccine that might kill them. And you wonder, what's going on here? What is the underlying thing where everybody has to be vaccinated and vaccinated as quickly as possible without any respect to thinking about what the long-term complications of getting the vaccine is. And it just makes me as a medical doctor and scientist really concerned about what is happening.
I had a dentist who was a friend of mine and he called me last week. And he had just gotten the shoulder vaccine and he felt just terrible for like 2 days. He couldn't get out of bed and felt awful, local tenderness, severe body aches. And I told him I didn't think it would kill him but I also told him that he had probably been exposed to patients to low dose exposure. So a lot of people have low dose exposure and they don't know that they're partially immune already. Then they get a vaccine and they get a little bit of a hypersensitivity reaction to it. Ideally, the FDA would be measuring mucosal antibodies before they give the vaccine, but they're not even doing that. It's all about what's good for Moderna and Pfizer. It's all about what's good for corporate America. And that is not the way to run healthcare. Now, I do want to point out this. What is more effective, Moderna and Pfizer or the adenoviruses? My guess is 5 years from now, when you look back, they were all about the same in effectiveness. If you remember, they said there's never been an effective vaccine for coronavirus family. And yet most of the adenoviruses, they'll hit maybe 50, 60, sometimes they claim 70% effectiveness. But in the United States, where we give protection and we give billions of dollars to big companies, they get to claim 95%. Well, why not? Why shouldn't Pfizer and Moderna claim 100% effectiveness? Yeah, why not? It'll make their stockholders more money. And hey, guess what? They can never be prosecuted for it anyway. Why doesn't Moderna and Pfizer, while they're at it, just claim that it'll make you live forever? Because hey, guess what? You can't prosecute them for it. Why doesn't Moderna and Pfizer? That's right. That's where you're going. It is a total hogwash to start doing these sorts of things with for-profit companies. It should be criminal. It should be voted on by the people before you start handing total protection to for-profit companies. It's awful.
Okay, Mark. So what is your advice to the people who are listening to you talk today about what to do today?
Okay. Here's my advice. If you are in a very high risk environment, if your grandparents are in a nursing home and have a short life expectancy, there is nothing wrong at all with them getting a Moderna and Pfizer vaccine. Recognize that that may not be effective, and it certainly won't prevent transmission for at least a month. But if that's what it takes for you to be able to visit your family member, then do it. Now, if you have a daughter or a son, and you expect them to live for 2 or 3 decades or 4 decades, when it is likely that the coronavirus will be keeping coming around year after year, don't make a guinea pig out of them. Don't take the safest path. Wait and watch how others do. And ask your government to fund fully Vaxart and oral agents that can provide immunity through the intestinal path, because that is much better. It's much safer. And when you have the intestinal defense, you don't get the local reactions. You're not going to have the same degree of side effects. And you're much better to have long-lasting protection. So we should have choice in America, and we should not have a government that is pushing things on us for profit and then giving those who are making billions in profit protection for misconduct. There is a disease in America, and it's more than COVID. There's something sick in our government. That is sick. That's what that is.
So you have been on my show for maybe 10 times previously. You've talked about intestinal inoculation as a alternative method of dealing with this as opposed to these messenger RNA vaccines. And if the people want to get a more in-depth analysis, drill down on this, they can go back and listen to any of those programs, and I would recommend that they do that. But, Mark, my mission or purpose in life is to spread the message that there is a cure for all addictive behaviors. And as a spiritual cure, and the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. My thing is, if you meet 3 simple criteria, everybody gets well. And I have 2 free resources where you can start your journey to find out about this. And you can follow a link to my podcast, which is free. And this is the one that I'm recommending that you go back and listen to Mark's programs on. It's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And you spell Libsyn, L-I-B. As in boy, S-Y-N. And the other thing is you can go over to my website, www.revwynhendersonmd.com, and use one of those things and educate yourself on the coronavirus, on addiction, on purpose, on mission, on a lot of things. And I really appreciate you being on the program with us today, Mark and Neil, for Simulcast.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another great show. Go to neilhaley.com as well. We're redesigning that. And you can check out all the different resources. And definitely check out Reverend Wynn Henderson also on Clubhouse. Get ready. It's I'm learning more and more about the platform. I have 423 followers now on Clubhouse, and it keeps growing each and every day. And it's another great resource to check us out. And soon he'll be speaking on certain topics. So I appreciate everyone tuning into the special simulcast, and take everyone.
Hey, thank y'all. Win and